When the Senate voted Monday to approve President Bush's request for $87.5 billion for Iraq and Afghanistan, there were no more than six senators in the chamber. News analyst Daniel Schor says that wasn't one of the Senate's most illustrious moments.
It was the biggest such emergency appropriation ever sought by a president. Any of the six senators present could have suggested the absence of a quorum and called for absent members to return for a recorded vote. None did. That there would be no recorded vote to provide some future embarrassment had been worked out in advance by majority and minority leaders Bill Frist and Tom Daschle. The debate in the almost empty chamber droned on. Alaska Senator Ted Stevens defended the bill. West Virginia's Robert Byrd opposed it. When it came time to vote, Senator Byrd shouted his no. And so the appropriation passed by 298 to 121 in the House, and by an undercover vote in the Senate, headed for the White House and the happy signature of President Bush. The senators were not entirely mute. Senator Daschle and other senior Democrats sent a letter to the president, urging a more energetic effort to get other countries to share the burden of Iraq reconstruction. But this is not like last October, and that 77-23 vote in the Senate authorizing the use of force, a vote that has had some Democrats explaining themselves ever since. Now, if you want to know how your senator voted, or would have voted, on the multi-billion-dollar Iraq package, you'll have to ask him or her, and hope that he or she will tell you. Having no senator of my own in the District of Columbia, I asked Senator John McCain at a meeting today of the Council on Foreign Relations about the practice of unrecorded voting. He agreed that it was a bad idea on matters of such importance. He did not say how he would have voted. The secret ballot was never intended to apply to Congress, and so after Congress gets through introducing transparency on Wall Street, it may get around to considering some transparency on Capitol Hill. This is Daniel Schor.